Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
NEPA Move Forward.
Presented by Century Dental and Riverfront Sports.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
Little did we all know when summer ended last summer that it would be the next, it was the last time we'd actually experience like a real true summer, probably till next year. Plans got put on hold, including the second series of Rockin' the River Summer Concert Series in Luzerne County. But got to think outside the box, and I want to welcome Luzerne County Manager David Pedry. How are things going?
Jason, we're getting there one step at a time. We're happy to have some sense of normalcy back, trying to do some good things for the community here with this concert series.
Yeah, so you know, I mentioned you had the Rockin' the River Summer Concert Series, which that went better than even you guys thought it would, right? I mean, that was, you had expectations, but it was a huge success last year.
Yeah, last year we had the Rockin' the River Concert Series every Friday in July. We were hoping for, you know, maybe, you know, 1,500 people at most. I had this vision of there's just going to be me sadly dancing by myself to the Elton John cover band with no one coming out. And it turned out to be phenomenal. We had 6,000 people come out to that river concert. So we want to build off that momentum. Unfortunately, we had to cancel this year based upon the pandemic. But that's why this year we're trying to do, actually bring the music to the people and bring putting a band in the back of a truck and driving it through some towns.
Yeah, you heard that correctly. If you missed the news yesterday when you guys had the press conference, it's called Rockin' the County. It's presented by Discover NEPA. Now, what you said, you're going to put bands in the back of like a flatbed and drive through neighborhoods.
Correct. So the idea is socially distancing guidelines can still be followed. You can sit on your front porch. You can sit at a park, bring a chair, have your own beverage of choice, you know, grab your own food, stay with your families. But, I mean, like, isn't everybody tired of sitting inside, Jason? I think that everybody wants to get out there and do something and be part of something. This is a way that people can still do the same thing, enjoy music. And we have 5 dates throughout the summer that we're going to be utilizing. You can go to luzernecounty.org for those dates and times for your town. And, you know, people can sit there and enjoy themselves. It's going to only be from 6 to 7:30 p.m., so you don't got to worry about loud music in the middle of the night. But it's just something nice for the community to get out and about and enjoy our outdoors.
Now, how's it going to work here? Because all I'm imagining here, and I just want you to, and I think this is kind of what it is, and I feel like this is like, it's a fun idea that's not intended to replace a regular concert, but you're trying to just say, hey, we're still here, we're thinking about you, we're going to be back. That's what my gut tells me, because I've been at a light before, and I hear a great song playing from the car next to me. I roll my window down, and then they drive away. I would hate, like, oh, that's our song. Hey, slow down, because you're going to keep driving, right?
Yeah, we're going to be going about 2 to 3 miles an hour. They may be making some stops in certain locations for a song or two, but, you know, the idea is for people not to congregate, obviously. We don't want 250 people standing in one spot or anything like that. So it's going to be going very, very slowly, you know, probably 1 to 2 miles an hour, parade speed. With a police escort ahead of time. And, you know, we're going to be stopping every now and then to play a song. We have great local bands, all northeastern Pennsylvania bands who are, you know, really doing this at, you know, extremely cut cost in order to just get music out to the people and do something nice for the community.
Do you know how long is the actual track going to be? Like, how far are they going to drive this? For this,
well, we're going to go from 6 o'clock to 7:30.
So, about 2 miles an hour, you're probably going to go what, about two miles, maybe?
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, the Kingston, 44th area, Wilkes-Barre, Pittston, Nanticoke, and Hazleton. And we're working with the mayors right now, who have been a huge supporter of this, to come up with a route to make sure that everything would be safe and secure, and then people will be out. And also, I want to pass some parks so people, if they're not on the route, they can, you know, pull up a chair and enjoy the music.
Will there be an opportunity, just thinking outside the box here, for people to surprise others with, like, anniversary songs? Like, you're going to sing a certain song in certain locations. Are there going to be request opportunities? I know this seems silly, but I'm just trying to think of the possibilities here.
Man, that could be something. I didn't even think about that. That could be a lot of fun. You know, when they pass the Smith House, it's their 30th anniversary, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know,
and they want to hear, look, and then like every couple of the who's been married 30 years, they want to hear their song, My Sharona. So they get up there and they serenade them with it's a weird choice for a song, but that's what they do.
Well, kind of a weird choice, but okay.
Yeah, not here to judge. I have so many questions. Okay, so it could, okay, here's another thing. Say someone's like, I love this, but I don't want it to stop. It's only about 2 miles. It's not unheard of at 2 to 3 miles an hour. Can people, if they keep their distance, walk along the route like Rocky running through Philly, like the kids?
Sure, of course. Of course. Listen, we're going to be going through public streets. As long as people keep their distance, you know, wear masks, you know, good hygiene, the same thing we've been saying over and over again. People could walk behind it if they would like to be there and just enjoy the music and get out there with their community. The whole idea is for people to listen. We're at the point right now where we're green, and you know, mm-hmm. I'm concerned about everywhere else. I mean, our numbers going to blank everywhere else. I saw Pittsburgh had a cutback with their in-person restaurants and bars this week. I'm seeing Florida and Texas spike. So, you know, listen, if we do this responsibly, we can enjoy these outdoor activities. I'm a Little League coach, okay? So, like, I'm out there with my kids, playing Little League sports. And I'm telling them, listen, stay 6 feet apart. No sunflower seeds. And, you know, fans need to stay along the fence and use masks. And, you know, there's ways to do this and do it responsibly and still get outside and enjoy everything that we have to offer here in Luzerne County, northeastern Pennsylvania.
Gotcha.
And this is an opportunity for us to do that.
Do you want to share one idea that didn't make it off the, out of the, because there had to be a bunch of people throwing ideas out of it. You guys decided you're going to have this flatbed truck. Did anyone say, was there like an idea that you're like, it sounds cool, but I don't know if we could pull it off?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about the different types of beds and we could do this and you know, maybe we do like a speed type of thing and people going fast and then like, you know, it came up to one point that, you know, for the news conference, I was coming in on the back of a flatbed playing guitar and I'm like, I don't want that moment of just being so, like I said, but like, listen, we're trying to do something here. Rockin' the River was a huge success. And yeah. I want people in northeastern Pennsylvania to know that in July, every Friday in July, there's going to be music and community and outdoor events here. And whether that's at our beautiful riverfront in Wilkes-Barre or driving right in front of your house, there's things to do right here in northeastern Pennsylvania. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank everybody who helped. Go to discovernepa.com, and you'll see all the things that are happening in northeastern Pennsylvania. And you know what? This is an opportunity for people to say thank you for what they've done here. I mean, yeah. I've talked in the past, Jason, about Luzerne County. Our numbers went straight down thanks to the hard work of the Luzerne County citizens. This is just a way to say thank you.
That's cool. Again, it's called Rockin' the County. It's presented by Discover and EPA, and it's going to be a flatbed truck with different bands, Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen. And they sound dangerous in the rain. Just going to throw that out there. Just be something.
If it rains, we're going to have to cancel. But, you know, we had great weather last year. And, you know, we did call ahead for some good weather this year. So we'll see how it worked out.
Gotcha. It's the first event is Friday, July 10th. If you happen to have any cancellations, and I haven't asked his permission to do this, but I'll throw it out there. See, if a band is like, look, our singer is sick. He can't make it. We do have Johnny Lucas, who does Lucas Live every Wednesday. I'm not sure if you've heard it before. We could send we could send you some of the clips. One is usually enough for you to get the gist of it. It's probably the perfect thing to hear and see it go by. How's that, Johnny? Did I say it right? I mean, Johnny, would you do that? Would you get in the back of the flatbed truck and sing if there was a cancellation?
How fast are you?
Two miles an hour.
That might work. Yeah,
yeah, and he works cheap.
I won't need 2 miles an hour. I won't need any
In fact, hang on, David Pedry, I should have prefaced it. I'm gonna pick a band, cancel, and put Johnny in their place. What do you think? Here we go.
Actually, I was gonna suggest a band that.
Well, I think they have it booked, actually, okay. Johnny. Don't put another band ahead of you because they might like them more than you. I'm just trying to get you some chances. So, David, look, I appreciate you guys trying to do something fun. Hopefully, it's well received and people have a good time with this thing. And hopefully,
thanks for the time, Jason. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, no problem. And hopefully, no one stops short because you don't want to. It's an easy way to lose a drummer.
Everything's got to be locked down pretty close. Listen, our friends at Mountain Productions are doing the work on this. They set up stages for Coachella and some of the biggest stages in the entire world. They've impressed upon me that we're not going to lose the bass player.
Wait a second.
But Pierce Street.
And I don't get me wrong. I love this area, but you're telling me the Coachella staging people were like, "What's next?" And like Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, listen. Mountain Productions is based out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right.
They're the biggest stage distributor in the world, and they're a Luzerne County family-owned business.
Awesome.
They helped us out last year, and they said that when we called them, said we need a truck. They said no problem, we got it.
All right. Then my apologies, because that's just my pure ignorance and not being around here long enough to even know that. That's a great story. I thought you were whatever. That's me. Now I'm embarrassed. I feel stupid because I didn't know that. I'm making silly jokes, but
Jason, I didn't know it. I didn't know it either. And this is just my soapbox for me to say there's amazing businesses and families here in northeastern Pennsylvania that we don't even know anything about. And until I took this job at the county and met the Mountain Production people, I didn't know that as well.
No, that's cool.
But, you know, this is who we are in Luzerne County.
Yeah, it should be fun. Again, it kicks off on Friday, July 10th, the Rockin' the County on the back of a flatbed driving through neighborhoods. And, again, we got your standby, Elton Johnny Lucas. He could do only songs from the Celtic woman. Whatever, you don't need that. I'll have to explain who they are. And do you know who they are? Because it's his obsession.
Are you kidding me? People love Celtic women. It's huge right now.
Celtic woman. God. All right. Hey, David Pedry, good talking to you, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, bye.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.